Peace be upon you, brothers and sisters. This is Saeed Mirza from MillionaireReason.com. And in today's talk, I wanted to touch upon two subjects. They're kind of interrelated. The first one is the life of this world. And the second is our purpose in life. Now, this talk is taken from my book, Millionaire Reason, which you can download for free from MillionaireReason.com. Or if you wish, you can buy a paperback version as well. I think it's about $8 on Amazon. And really what I wanted to talk about was we forget in the day-to-day hustle and bustle of paying bills and meeting deadlines and taking care of our loved ones. We forget what the point of this life is, and we forget that this life is temporary. And that's why it's good to keep reading the Quran every day, because the Quran keeps on repeating the same message, which is that this life is temporary, and the hereafter, that is eternal. And people are so caught up in this day-to-day activities, the life, that they forget that it can be over in an instant. And I don't need to tell you this, you already know this. Maybe someone close to you has died. You hear about people having accidents all the time, and that's what life is. It's unpredictable. And you're better off investing in the next life with the hereafter. That is the, according to the Quran, that is the people who are successful are those who have attained the hereafter. It is not the people who have accumulated material possessions here, or, moved up the ladder, if you will, corporate ladder or political ladder, or whatever. This is all pointless stuff. And the more time we can devote ourselves to God, that is time well spent. Obviously, you have to take care of your family. You have to take care of, the finances. I understand that. But I think a lot of people nowadays, they're either busy with their jobs, or they're busy entertaining themselves. And this is what they do day in and day out. And I mean, even we're talking about older people. In my culture, Pakistani culture, I remember that when I was growing up, the older people, they devoted themselves more to God, and they would pray more or fast or read the Quran. But that's all gone now. It's the older people who are especially addicted to the social media, Facebook and even TikTok, and they're consuming entertainment. The older people, the gentlemen of my sort of surroundings, I see them constantly debating about politics, and this is all they know. Politics, and this is all pointless stuff. So what is the life of this world? It's a fleeting pleasure that is punctuated with a lot of pain. I mean, we go through pain, and pain is not a bad thing, by the way. I mean, we've been conditioned to think to avoid pain and to maximize pleasure, but actually the pain is a normal thing, and the pain is what motivates you to look for a deeper meaning in life, and to look for a savior, a protector, an ally, which is God. So the pain, according to Quran, the hardships that we suffer, they're meant to draw us closer to God, and to remember God. And so in this day and age, obviously there's not that many hardships. I mean, people back in the day, they had to deal with a lot of stuff, but now, thanks to the pharmaceutical industry and the entertainment industry, and everything is available in plenty. So people have forgotten, what it means to go through hardship, and obviously their character is not improving as a result. So people distract themselves endlessly, and they forget the reality, which is that sooner or later, death will catch up to them, and that there is no escape from this. All things are born, mature, and die. It says in the Quran, God says that they plan a plan and I plan a plan. So leave them for a while. And also it says in the Quran, God says that my plan is firm, which is what? That do what you want in this world, but you will be raised up to suffer the consequences of your actions. And this is the plan of God, and this plan is firm. No one can escape this. So it's a very strange thing that you find that the same man who strives day in and day out to acquire wealth, prestige, and honor is blind to the fact that he will lose everything when that comes. You know, it says in the Quran that we are the inheritors. God will inherit what you have. And this is, you know, a point that you need to ponder on. You know, God said in the Quran to spend in his cause. Because, you know, God has made us heirs to the inheritance which we have been given, the wealth we've been given. But it's from God. And to God it will return, because God is the inheritor. Everything will perish except God. So you only have this wealth, these material resources, whether it be your physical strength or money. You have it for a limited time. So God is, you know, a watcher over you. He's a custodian. So you should be using this these resources to serve God, because ultimately those resources will return to God. You came with nothing and you will die with nothing. Now here in the Quran, this is obviously there's many passages in the Quran that touch upon this subject. So I pulled up a couple of verses that I think are something to think about. This is chapter 2, verses 94 through 96. Say thou, if the abode of the hereafter with God be for you to the exclusion of other men, then wish for death if you be truthful. But never will they wish for it because of what their hands have sent ahead. And God knows the wrongdoers. And thou wilt find them the greediest of men for life, and of those who ascribe a partnership. One of them wishes to be granted life of 1,000 years, but it will not remove him from the punishment were he to be granted life. And God sees what they do. Now this verse is directed towards the people who hold to Judaism, the religionists. And, you know, in the case of Muslims, that's true as well. I mean, they make a big show of, you know, being Muslims and, you know, I'm sure you've encountered these people, but do they really believe in the hereafter? And if they actually believe that the hereafter is exclusively for them, then they should be wished for death. But as you have seen in the last 2 years, at least what I've seen, the people who were the most religious, you know, who acted as the most holiest, they were the ones who were the most afraid of the, you know, the theater that was going on. So they don't really wish for death. I mean, they say they do, but they don't wish for death. So again, the whole idea is that, you know, the religion of Islam is not cannot say, okay, this is the only exclusive path to God. It doesn't matter what religion you're in. What matters is your deeds, and if you actually believe in God and the last day, and that's the only thing that will save you. And even if you were granted the life of 1,000 years, you will still die, and you will be resurrected to answer for your sins. So it's unreasonable for us to put all our efforts into this temporal life, because again, it's temporary, it's not permanent. And God gives us the truth regarding this temporal life. This is chapter 3, verse 185. Every soul will taste death, and you will but be paid in full your rewards on the day of resurrection. And whoso is removed from the fire and made to enter the garden, he has attained. And the life of this world is only the enjoyment of delusion. By the way, these translations are from the work of Brother Garen's The Quran, A Complete Revelation, which you can download for free from Quranite.com. Here's another verse, chapter 4, verse 78. Wherever you be, death will overtake you, though you be in castles built high. And if good befalls them, they say, this is from God. And if evil befalls them, this is from you, say thou. All is from God. Then what ails these people that they scarcely understand a statement? So we have to understand that everything that happens to us is from God, right? I mean, God is the source of, you know, everything, good and evil. And we need to think of the bigger picture, right? So even if death overtakes you, right, you can have the best medical care, or you know, protect yourself however you want, death will still overtake you. And because again, God is the omnipotent. He has determined, when he created us, he has determined a term for us to be in this world, and then he will bring us back to him to answer for our deeds. This is chapter 7, verses 184 and 185. Have they not reflected? Their companion is not possessed. He is only a clear warner. Have they not considered the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and what things God has created, and that it may be that their term has drawn nigh, And in what narration after this will they believe? So, everything God created and everything will perish. And that it may be that your term is drawing near. You don't know when you're going to die. I mean, it's not guaranteed that you're going to live to, 70 years or whatever. And even if you do live to 70 years, is there a guarantee that you will have your mental faculties in tip-top shape? I mean, most people end up being senile or lose their ability to understand, to judge. So it's very important that since you've been given health, you've been given, you've been blessed with intelligence, that you use this great gift from God and ponder on the signs of God, and not in only the Quran, but around you, and come to the conclusion that yes, everything will perish, and putting all our efforts into this life is a fool's task. This is chapter 10, verse 24. The likeness of the life of this world is but like water. We send down from the sky, and the plants of the earth mingle with it, whereof men and cattle eat, when the earth has taken her decoration and is made fair, and its people think they have power over it. Our command comes by night or by day, and we make it reaped as if it had not flourished the day before. Thus do we set out and detail the proofs for people who reflect. And this is chapter 18, verse 45. And strike thou for them the similitude of the life of this world, as water, which we send down from the sky. Then the vegetation of the earth mingles with it. Then it becomes dry stalks, which the winds scatter. And God is omnipotent over everything. This is chapter 19, verse 40. We will inherit the earth, and whoso is thereon, and to us will they be returned. This is chapter 30, verse 7. They know an outward part of the life of this world, but of the hereafter they are heedless. And this is actually one of my favorite passages in the Quran. Chapter 57, verse 20. Know that the life of this world is only play and diversion and adornment and mutual boasting among you, and competition for increase in wealth and children. As the likeness of a rain, it impresses the atheist with its growth. Then it withers, and thou seest it turn yellow. Then it becomes debris. And in the hereafter is severe punishment and forgiveness from God and approval. And the life of this world is only the enjoyment of delusion. Now, one thing to note is that it says that when they see the vegetation bring forth, you know, after the rain, it swells, that it impresses the atheists with its growth. And why would it impress the atheists? Because the atheists are materialistics. That's all they know, this life. So, you know, for them, it's impressive that this happened. And but they're not considering what will happen after this, that this will then wither and die, because to them, you know, they just want, which is, you know, the mantra of the Western civilization, you know, progress, more, capitalism. This is what capitalism is, the more, you know. But you have to understand that these things, it's not always more. This is a cycle. And, you know, after there's an increase, and then there's a decrease, and then death, and then again growth. This is how the cycles of the year work too. You have obviously winter, and then spring, and then summer, and then fall, and then winter again. This is chapters 87, verses 16 through 17. The truth is, you prefer the life of this world when the hereafter is better and more enduring. So really, we have to think about these verses, and, you know, and constantly, because obviously we get distracted by the zukhruf, by the decoration of the world. And, you know, we see this guy, he's making so much money, or he's got this big house, and, you know, he seems to have everything on the up and up. And we're impressed by that, but we shouldn't be impressed by that, because what he is earning will perish. And that's a fact. And whether he's oblivious to it or not makes no difference. This is the reality. And what matters is that the good deeds, they will abide. And the good deeds, you know, if we earn the pleasure of God and his mercy, then it is better than what they accumulate. So what is our purpose in life? You know, this is what it really comes down to. I mean, that's the crux of the issue, right? What are we here for? And the Quran gives us the answer to that. Because, you know, once you understand that there's a God who created you, who is omnipotent, who is powerful, who is the sovereign, the king, then you know, you have to think about what the purpose is for our creation. You know, it says in the Quran that that God will say that you thought that we created you for no purpose, and but there is a purpose. And what is that purpose? It's not to accumulate wealth and to enjoy yourself. And because the fact of the matter is, no matter how much you hoard, buy, or experience, you will not get the peace and contentment that you desire. And I've been there, and I'm sure a lot of people who are listening to this have been there too. I mean, I was living in a, I was not even living, I mean, I was part of this capitalistic system. I had a job, I, you know, I had a business, and I made money. I was not satisfied with my life. I wasn't happy. I guess some people are happy with money. I just wasn't one of them. And the more money I made, honestly, the more problems I faced. Because then I started thinking about, okay, you know, what if I lose this money? And, you know, how can I protect myself? And how can I maximize my profits? And, you know, how can I, you know, abuse people, you know, these sort of things that obviously in a capitalistic business you have to obviously consider. But then I realized that, you know, this money is not bringing me happiness, and it didn't make any difference what I bought. You know, it was all pointless at the end of the day. So for me, taking this path towards God, you know, that brought me peace. That helped me become stable and anchor myself. Because at the end of the day, we are not created to serve our vain desires. We are created to serve God. And this is chapter 51, verse 56. And I created the domini and the servi only that they should serve me. Okay, so, and I created the domini, the jinn, and the servi, the ins, which is man, only that they should serve me. Which means what? That service of God does not only mean worship of him, as in glorifying and remembering him, that is part of serving God, but it also means doing good deeds, right? It says in the Quran that we created man in order to see, you know, his deeds. And the religion of Islam, unfortunately, they place all the emphasis on the performance of the ritual prayer, the Salat, and the doing of good works is for the most part ignored. And that's I mean, you've seen that, right? But this is a very dangerous idea, because there are many verses in the Quran that exhort the believers to do good works. And we all know what good works are. I mean, this is not some sort of, like, you know, difficult concept to understand. Being grateful to God and being grateful to your parents, being obedient to them. If they attain old age with you, then you should take care of them. You should give in charity. You should speak kindly to mankind. You know, we read in the Quran, and this is chapter 18, verses 103 to 108. Say thou, shall we inform you of the greatest losers in deeds? Those whose efforts is astray in the life of this world when they think that they are doing good works. Those are they who deny the proofs of their Lord and the meeting with him, so their works are in vain. And we will assign to them on the day of resurrection no weight. That is their reward, Gehenna, because they denied and took our proofs and our messengers in mockery. Those who heed warning and do righteous deeds, they have the gardens of paradise as a welcome, they abiding eternally therein. They will not desire any change therefrom. So the people who are the greatest losers on the day of judgment are those who do not believe in the day of judgment, and as a result, everything they do in this life, their efforts are astray. And, you know, we read in the Quran that on the day of judgment, God will proceed to their works and make them ashes. Because this is the way it works. If you don't believe in the hereafter, then you're denying this reality and you don't believe in God. So on the day of judgment, whatever deeds you did, good deeds, they are worthless. And you will enter Gehenna, the fire. So, you know, you need to be mindful that there is a day of judgment that is coming. And you need to prepare for that by the accumulation of good deeds. And this is why, again, you know, a membership to a religion or cult is not going to save you. Because at the end of the day, if you believe in God and the last day and do good works, then you will enter the garden. This is chapter 2, verse 177. It is not virtue that you turn your faces towards the east and the west, but virtue is one who believes in God and the last day and the angels and the writ and the prophets, and gives wealth in spite of love of it to relatives and the fatherless and the needy and the wayfarer and those who ask and to manumit slaves, and who upholds the duty and renders the purity, and those who keep their covenant when they make a covenant, and the patient affliction and adversity and during conflict. Those are they who are sincere, and is they who are those of prudent fear. So, you know, again, giving wealth to those who need it, who, you know, are obviously destitute, you should help them with your wealth. And doesn't make any difference which direction you face when you're praying. You know, to God belongs the east and the west. Wherever you turn, that is God's countenance. This is chapter 3, verse 114. They believe in God and the last day, and enjoin what is fitting, and forbid perversity, and compete in good deeds, and those are among the righteous. So are we going to be like the atheists who compete in the accumulation of wealth and children, or are we going to be like the believers who compete in good deeds? This is chapter 11, verse 7. And he it is that created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and his throne was upon the water, that he might try you which of you is best indeed. And if thou sayest, you will be raised up after death, those who ignore warning will say, this is only obvious sorcery. So again, the whole idea is that you should be, you know, the best indeed, which means, you know, being a complete, honest, sincere, devout believer, and being humble and forgiving others and showing compassion and mercy. This is what it's about. This is chapter 18, verses 7 and 8. We made what is upon the earth an adornment for it, that we might try them, which of them is best indeed, and we will make what is thereon barren ground. In verse 7, the Quran, that you will not attain to virtue until you give what you love. So this is the criteria that, you know, that what God created from the earth, he produced from the earth, we should be spending it to help others, and, you know, the best indeed. Now I'm just going to close this talk off with another verse, passage from the Quran. This is chapter 38, verses 27 and 28. And we created not the heaven and the earth and what is between them to no purpose. That is the assumption of those who ignore warning. And woe to those who ignore warning from the fire. If we make those who heed warning and do righteous deeds like the workers of corruption in the land, or if we make those of prudent fear like the licentious. So God created the heavens and the earth for a purpose. And that purpose is to test us, to see, you know, who is the best indeed, so he can reward us on the day of judgment. And those people who don't believe in a God or don't believe in the hereafter, they are denying that there is a purpose to the heavens and the earth. And, you know, those who heed warning, you know, the believers, and they do righteous deeds, they will not be the same as those who corrupt in the earth, who do evil deeds. Because if this is what you're saying, that, you know, they're both equal, they're both the same, they're going to get the same rewards, then again, you're denying that God created this the heavens and the earth in truth, you know, and God did create the heavens and the earth in truth. And it said in the Quran, he set down the balance. So obviously God is the just. And so God will reward, you know, people according to their deeds. So, you know, these things need to be pondered upon, and we need to understand that the life of this world is only play and amusement. And it's only for a short time that we're here. So let's not waste our time in, you know, trivialities and debates, but focus on the competition of doing good works and, you know, getting closer to God. Because at the end of the day, the evil deeds, they will surround the evildoers. And the good deeds, they are the only recourse. And it says in the Quran, it says that the day the wealth and children will avail not except him who comes to God with a sincere heart. Anyway, I hope this talk was of some use to you. God willing, until next time, peace and blessings be upon you.